While some languages are dying rapid deaths, even as we speak, others, like our own, are adding words all the time. A challenge for any lexicographer tasked with monitoring the words we speak or write or invent. Each year, the new Oxford American Dictionary chooses a single word of the year and a list of runners-up, all candidates for future inclusion in their next edition. Ben Zimmer, editor at Oxford University Press, joins me now to discuss a few you may already be using but won't yet find in the reference books. Ben, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with your choices for word of the year because for many neologisms, the etymologies, or at least the original coiners, are unknown. This one's different. We know a lot about the way this particular word was developed, and so I'm going to hand it over to you.
The word of the year is?
That was the drum roll.
Yes. The word of the year is locavore. Locavore means someone who endeavors to eat only locally produced foods. And as you were saying, it's a word that we know exactly when and where it was coined. In 2005, there was a group of four women in San Francisco who challenged Bay Area residents to eat only food that was grown in a 100-mile radius, and they called themselves the locavores.
Now, when I saw the word, I immediately understood, yeah, got locavore, got it locally grown produce. Does anyone actually use it?
Well, it's being used quite a lot by the local food movement, either locavore or there's another variant form that's often used, localvore, with an extra L in the middle. And at the moment, those two forms are battling it out a little bit. But the original form and currently the more popular form is locavore.
Now, one of your runners-up rhymes with locavore, more or less, and it is mumblecore, which I'm sure hasn't really become mainstream yet, but has been propagated largely by journalists.
Well, mumblecore is a name that was given to an independent film movement in the U.S., which has low-budget production, mostly non-professional actors with dialogue that's mostly improvised. It became popularized, actually, at the South by Southwest Film Festival when a director mentioned this word, and then the media ran with it. It started appearing in the New York Times and Village Voice talking about mumblecore, this new American film movement.
Now, what would it take for mumblecore or locavore to actually find its way into the dictionary when the next edition comes out?
Well, we would need to see these words being used more widely, also not so self-consciously, so not just talking about the word.
Before we get to the next runner-up, I'm going to play this piece of tape.
I didn't do anything! Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me! I didn't do anything! Ow! Ow! Ow!
That was from the Florida incident where a university student was stunned with a taser, and the words that came from his mouth, don't tase me, bro, I've heard that formulation before. Why is it just now being recognized by your editors?
Well, this is actually not a new word. There's actually a 1988 Houston Chronicle newspaper article in which a police sergeant says, well, the prisoner was getting rowdy, and so he had to tase him. So clearly it's been used in law enforcement circles and elsewhere for quite a while. But this year, thanks in large part to YouTube, the Don't Tase Me Bro incident was seen by hundreds of thousands of people. And then it became a catchphrase that started showing up on bumper stickers and T-shirts and so forth. And so even though this isn't a new word, it's certainly a newly prominent word in 2007.
The next coinage, previver.
Previver is a word that is used to refer to a person who hasn't been diagnosed with cancer but has survived a genetic predisposition for cancer or may have precancerous cells. So someone who doesn't have full-fledged cancer but could possibly develop it becomes known as a previver amongst this community.
I want to ask you one final thing. It seems that nowadays no subject, not even etymology, is immune from partisan politics. And there have been charges from those on the political right who have noticed that last year, your word of the year was carbon neutral, which is vaguely tree-hugging. And this year's is locavore, also environmentally minded, that Oxford American Dictionary has a environmental activist bias. You are a front organization for the eco lobby. How do you plead?
We're simply observers, and what we've been observing is that the environmental movement or the green movement has been having a tremendous impact on the English language and new vocabulary that develops. And so we're not trying to promote or advocate a particular agenda, but we're noticing what is significant in terms of new additions to the language. And clearly, the rise in environmental awareness is having a big effect, and we're seeing that in many of the words that are entering English now.
Okay, Ben. Well, listen, I'm going to go grab something to vore, but in the meantime, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ben Zimmer is editor of American Dictionaries for the Oxford University Press, where the word of the year is locavore.